There are rare moments in our lives when we're provided with an unprecedented opportunity, a wake-up call, some paradigm shift. It can be on an individual level, on a collective level, on a global level, that at that moment, your actions, your choices, your decisions can change everything. The truth is, we can do that anytime. But events, certain events, shake us up and open us up to these quantum leaps. We are now living in such a time. The events that happened on October 7th, the atrocities perpetrated, the sheer brutality, and all the subsequent events, the war that broke out, the rise of anti-Semitism, the protests one way or another, are indeed a watershed moment. And these are times when we are looked at, and we will be looked at. How did we behave? These are opportunities that can change things. Radically change things. So please join me as we discuss historic wake-up call. Are we responding? Hi, this is Simon Jacobson. We'll be speaking about historic wake-up call. Are we responding? There are rare times in our lives and in history where there's an opportunity, an unprecedented opportunity, of what we call a paradigm shift. An opportunity that allows us to change things for the better. How we respond then is critical. We are living in such a time now. The events that happened on October 7th near the Gazan border, the atrocities, the brutality. So on one hand, an unbelievable tragedy. But on the other, has shaken us all up. And shake-ups are blessings. Not the cause. That's not the blessing. But the result. The blessing of waking us up from our reverie, from our sleep, from our complacency. I was speaking to a group of teenagers recently, the last few weeks. They were asking me some insights, some thought. And I asked them, what are your feelings now? They said, we're completely bewildered, completely perplexed, lost, confused. What to think, what to do. I said, well, I'm not surprised. Welcome to millions and millions of others. But it's actually part of the blessing that you feel that way. You grew up in freedom in the United States, and your biggest war that you fought was a video game or the battle of your sports team that you are a fan of. Not only are you not rusty, you never really engaged in true issues of life and death, of right and wrong, of good and evil. And that's a blessing. But it creates a tremendous amount of apathy and complacency. So suddenly when we're struck with reality, you don't know how to look at it. So for many of us who have thought about these things, I've also become somewhat rusty in the sense when you haven't dealt with, you imagine a military that has not had to fight for 50 years, for 70 years. The last major war was World War II. Yes, there was the Korean War, the Vietnam War, other skirmishes. But on a real scale. But who remembers World War II? I was born afterwards. Most of us were. And even those that may remember it, did they fight, actually fight? They knew about it. Pearl Harbor struck at the heart of the United States, and suddenly, September 11th, so this is not a critique, on the contrary, it's an awareness of the blessings that we've had for so long. But then something shakes us up. You suddenly see on campuses your friends, your so-called friends, people spewing statements, hatred, anti-Semitism that you never could have imagined. The narratives, the lies, the deceptions, the distortions and disinformation. And you're completely unprepared. You know, but the mostly, as I said, that was a world of media, of Hollywood, of sports, of video games, of dealing with our own pleasures, our own indulgences. Suddenly, the real questions, what do you stand for? What is right and what is wrong? Is it always ambiguous? Are there always two sides? Are there certain lines? What are your values? What is good? What is evil? And how much are you ready to fight for it? Or rather choose non-confrontation, to be on the sidelines, undecided, a spectator, a bystander. Leonard Cohen says, you know, forget your perfect offering. We all have cracks in our lives, but the cracks is how the light gets in. An egg has to crack for a chick to come out. Any new birthing, any new paradigm, any new experience is going to come, follow some form of disruption. We hope that disruption would be minimal, painless, but it's usually not. So you can look at the disruption as just an inconvenience, disrupted your comfort zones, your security blankets. Or you can see it as a wake-up call, as the birthing of something new, the birthing firstly of you, of your attitude. Look at life in a new way. It's sad, but it's a reality. And I always marvel at it. Actually, maybe the marvel is not the right word. I'm always actually shocked by it. Why is it that tragedy, loss, shock, trauma wakes us up like nothing else? Why can't we just see the light? Wake up one morning and say, ah, I have an epiphany. So often it comes after some pain. So psychologically, it's because human beings tend to gravitate to whatever is comfortable. And you can't pull someone out of that inertia and that status quo just with something that entices them. When you're shaken up, God forbid, you lose a loved one. No one should know of this. You lose a job, a divorce, a trauma, abuse, a war, tragedy, atrocities. They shake up that outer surface level that so covers up all the changes that are going on beneath the surface. We know we live in a dynamic universe. Nothing is lifeless, but we don't see it. We don't see the buzzing, pulsating energies on the subatomic level. We look at the surface. And it looked pretty calm until it's not. Then you realize there's turbulence. And there was turbulence all the time. Now it's exploded. So you can get lost and overwhelmed or learn to become a good swimmer. A good swimmer is not someone that avoids storms or a high tide or low tide. A good swimmer knows how to navigate the waves. A bad swimmer doesn't. Either will fight until you drain, they're drained from of strength, and who knows what happened then, God forbid. Or they give up, or they retreat. A good swimmer goes with the flow. There are times when there's a very strong storm, you allow yourself to float. Don't fight the tide. When things are calmer, That's when you swim forward. That's what we need to learn in times like this. And where do you begin the navigation? From your own inner values, from what you really believe in, that which is greater than yourself. Because that self-contained, self-interest life works, perhaps, short-term, in a world of instant gratification, where everything is the here and now, but not when you're dealing with these bigger issues. So my friends, this is a time, a real wake-up call, historic wake-up call, individually and collectively. I personally have seen it as such. From the moment October 7th, the news broke, I immediately knew I had to jump into action. I was trained for this. And my action, my battle, is in the world of information, in the world of media, and world of communication. Try to bring some clarity, some strength, some courage, inspiration. This program is one of many, many that I've been doing, together with the support of my great team, the Meaningful Life Center. It's a spiritual battle. But it's mobilizing yourself, and the last thing you want to become is indifferent and complacent, or escape under a rock, or cower in fear. This is a time to be proactive. Proactive, not reactive. Proactive. The best defense is offense. To clarify first in your own mind and crystallize what do you stand for, and then do something about it. Share with others, inspire others. We're here to bring light to the world, not just to fight darkness. But if you don't know what your light is, it's going to be very difficult to fight darkness. And you can't just play defense, you know, don't kill me, don't cause hurt. We're all against pain and hurt. We're all against anti-Semitism. We're against discrimination. But what do you stand for? All that is the question of our time, that historic wake-up call. Are we responding? That answer each one of us has to answer. For me, it's an unequivocal answer is we must respond. This is when life is forged. This is when destiny is forged and shaped for the future. This is when our children and those around us look at us. They will learn exactly from how you reacted now. So obviously our hearts and souls go out in our prayers to all the innocent people who were tragically and brutally killed. And our hearts and prayers go out to all those fighting the good cause, that they should be protected. And all innocent men, women, and children should be protected. That the hostages should be released unscathed. That's on the immediate level. That we call stop the bleeding. That's obviously necessary, emergency measures. But the bigger picture, what are we fighting for? What kind of world do we want to build? What kind of communities do we want to build? Why are we here? We were placed in this world to bring light, to take a world that can become a jungle, or worse than a jungle, a savage jungle, and turn it into a garden of Eden, a paradise. And that's by revealing the divine image in which you and I and each person on this earth was created, by living up to our great potential, by shining our unique light, and by inspiring others. And if there is a difference between people, diversity is healthy, but not divisiveness. Diversity should enrich each other. But it's only when we respect the divine image that I respect your divine image absolutely. It makes no difference whether I agree or disagree with you. That's an absolute. Because if I don't respect it in you, I ultimately don't respect it in myself, and vice versa. That's the call of the hour. Where do you stand on that? How do you see others? How do you see yourself? Do you have to kill someone? Do you need to be wrong for me to be right? Do I have to kill you for me to succeed? God forbid. So I know many will attribute what's going on to some religious beliefs. Well, that's a tremendous distortion. A few weeks ago, I recorded a video to my brothers and cousins and friends in the Muslim world. What would your grandfather Abraham say? He was the man that brought monotheism, that brought values, that brought social justice, that brought human rights to this world. What would he say? He prayed for infidels. So how could that get so distorted? So this is a call to all of us, whoever you may be. First to yourself, and then to your immediate circle, sphere of influence, and then by concentric circles to the entire world. Where do we stand? What's the report card? If you had to give an accountability for everything you've done, where do you stand in the context of fulfilling the mission, your unique mission and the collective mission of making this world into a garden, making this world into a refined place where harmony thrives amidst diversity? And it is a watershed moment. It is a historic moment. And I mean moment, I don't mean 1 second, I mean this period. A historic wake-up call. Are we responding? I think many people are responding with the shock, the paralysis, the demoralization many are experiencing, or just becoming seemingly paralyzed out of the confusion, out of not knowing what to do. Well, now's the time. I know it's hard to train a military and to build a powerful ship in the middle of a storm, but we have no choice. So we need to gravitate to mentors, to friends that have some more clarity. We need to read up. We need to think for ourselves, because there's so many people trying to influence our minds, our hearts, the brainwashing, the propaganda, the disinformation, the misinformation. And doesn't mean yourself. You can't always sift through all of it. See, that's why you have to find people that you can trust. And then act. First step is clarity, and then act. Become an agent of light. For every atrocity, for every negative, for every violence, make a decision to do 5 things that bring light and love and goodness into the world. And use technology, text, social media, email, obviously in person. Why not host something in your home once a week? You can't do it yourself once a week. You do once a week and alternate and rotate with other people in your community. A time you get together, share beautiful ideas, strength, stories of strength. Have some refreshments. This is the time more than ever where we have to bring as much light as we can into a world that is dark. And a little light dispels darkness. Historic wake-up call. Are we responding? Are you responding? Am I responding? And there's no limit to how much you can respond. There's always more to do. I personally have been blessed to be, as I said before, around good people, was driven by a mission to bring people meaning in life, to understand the events that are going on around us, within us, and to live more meaningful lives, purposeful lives, to live up to your calling, discover your personal mission, indispensable mission, that which makes you unique. Actualize it. And the more you're on the offense, the less defense. Someone said to me, I can't stop looking at the news and checking my text and checking all the new streams, and it's making me crazy. So it's hard to tell someone, just shut off your phone and just don't do anything. So I said to him, why don't you hook up, if you want, I can help you, with some volunteers that are going to visit some sick people in the hospital, with others that are bringing flowers or gifts to children that are in need, with different charitable and different volunteer efforts, here or abroad or in Israel or anywhere. When you're busy doing that, you just can't be busy doing checking your text because you're busy with talking to people. Fill your life up with positive things and you'll have less room for negative, less room for nonsense, less room for things that just clutter and create turbulence in your mind and your heart and soul. That's up to us. Does that mean getting out of your comfort zone? Absolutely. But that's what wake-up calls are about. That's exactly what's happening right now. You imagine 8 billion people on this planet. Imagine we can get millions and millions of people to take this attitude. What do you think would happen? It would change everything. It would change government attitudes. It would change companies. It would change the media. Now we have this blind leading the blind. People say, what am I supposed to do? I watch the media. They're feeding me this information. And the media will respond, if you didn't watch, that's how we need advertisers. We need you to watch. We're following what you're interested in. And everybody blames the other. It's time to take initiative. What do you stand for? Take a piece of paper, sit down quietly, and write down the 5 most important values in your life. Are you fighting for them? What are you doing to perpetuate them? The difficulty, my friends, is not the concept. It's getting out of the inertia, the comfort zone. I remember right after October 7th, someone said to me, coming Sunday, I said, why don't you join us in we're doing a Zoom class, a Zoom conference. No, I have to watch a football game. I have no problem, let him watch whatever he wants. But I was saying to myself, I said, priorities. You can always record the football game, watch it later. But he didn't want to get out of his comfort zone. God bless him. But that's not a time. Someone else said, I'm not changing my vacation plans. I'm not judging or criticizing anyone. It's just, to me, there's a certain sense of urgency that we need to have. But many of us are not used to urgency. Yes, urgency when it comes to your personal matters, health matters, financial matters. But this is an urgency that's even deeper than all of that. Not just because for other people, even for yourself. Where do you stand in life? But nobody wants to be shaken up. When are things getting back to normal? I remember after September 11th, I was at MSNBC studio. I was a commentator that Friday, after Tuesday, after December 11th, there was a National Prayer Day. So I was invited to be one of the commentators about the proceedings of that day, the mood in the country, and so on. I remember Mark McGuire, yes, the hunk, St. Louis Cardinal home run slugger, was in the studio. And someone asked him, so, Mr. McGuire, when are we getting back to normal and start playing baseball again? Because it was the only time baseball was suspended for a while. Even during World War II, they decided not to suspend it for the morale or whatever the reason was. And I remember him responding, you think, he's just a baseball player. No, he responded. He said, life is more than a baseball game. Life is more than a game. There's some real things happening here in life. But that's what people, baseball game. People compared that attack. Oh, literally like a movie. They were comparing it to different films. Because we've gotten used to that. We have to realize real life is not what you live vicariously through soap operas, or through different movies, or different games, or different events going on around you. It's what's happening in here. The battle is not just in Gaza. It's not just in the Middle East. It's not just wherever things are happening, actual military battles on the ground, or in the air, or or at the sea. The battle's right here, my friend. At your doorstep, in your heart and soul, the battle between what is right and what is wrong, what you stand for. So this can happen on an individual basis. People in their own personal lives go through something difficult and it wakes them up. And then too, they're faced with this question. But here, it's collective, it's exponential, it's amplified because of the media, because of online, because of social media. Let us really wake up. Dig deeper. Find out what you stand for. And fight for it. Fight for it. Demonstrate that to others. This is what I believe in. Join me. Let us together add an extra good deed. More charity. Kinder. Gentler. More light. And the greater the darkness, the more light we have to bring in. That's the response. Historic wake-up call. Our we responding? We have to have a resonating and unequivocal yes, we are. And we will create the revolution after the agricultural and the industrial and the computer or information revolution. Let us create a spiritual revolution that will shake the very earth at its core, but in a positive way. Shake it to demonstrate once and for all that spirit is more powerful than matter, that love is more powerful than hate, that light is more powerful than darkness, that goodness is more powerful than evil. And we will see the fulfillment of the words of Isaiah the prophet. There will be no more evil and no more destruction on my holy mountain, because the world will be filled with divine knowledge as the waters cover the sea. The same prophecies, the same verses that talk about the wolf shall lie with the lamb. There'll be a wolf and a lamb. There'll be differences. But the divine knowledge will transcend it all and help us all come to a place that our differences are not as powerful as our commonality, which is the divine image in which we were created. One divine expressed in so many different forms and manifestations, harmony within diversity, one large cosmic composition, so many different musical notes. I know it sounds idealistic and dreamlike, fantasy for some, especially in times when you see so much pain and suffering and hatred, but that's what we truly believe in. Let us join together, respond to this wake-up call in a way that will forever be remembered, that even when the pain is a distant memory, we'll always remember October 7th, 2023 was the beginning of a spiritual revolution that changed the world in a way that nothing else ever. That's our goal. Thank you so much, Simon Jacobson, meaningfullife.com. Please join us. Let's join together. meaningfullife.com/war in Israel. You find an entire array of resources, table of contents of all kinds of topics. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Share with others. And I'd love to hear your thoughts, feedback, comments, suggestions. Be blessed. And let us remember we're all partners in this new spiritual revolution. Thank you.
This program is brought to you by the Meaningful Life Center. Please help us continue our programs. Make even a small contribution at meaningfullife.com/donate.